The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Nebraska neighbors report a suspicious car parked at the dead end on their street. When cops pull up, a teen holding his clothes takes off running. In the back seat, cops find a married high school teacher, Erin Ward, putting on her clothes. Ward admits the boy, 17, is her student at Burke High School.
Nancy, police caught up with the boy, now dressed in a t-shirt, boxers, and socks, who also confirmed that Ward is his teacher. The age of consent in Nebraska is 16, so Ward was not charged with statutory rape, but has been fired from the school district. Ward is a mother to three children.
Erin Ward, 45, and old enough to know better, charged with sex abuse of a student. Albuquerque police participate in a high steed chase. Horseback officer Charles Breeden spots a man running from a Walgreens with merchandise in his hands. Breeden gallops after the suspect. Mark Chacone slips away several times, Breeden calling for backup, and two more horseback cops join in, eventually corralling Chacone, who's found with $200 of stolen items. Mark Chacone, 30, now charged with shoplifting. Albuquerque PD made a comment. If you run from us, you're going to go to jail tired. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in Wisconsin as a Milwaukee man enters a not guilty plea in court facing charges of killing and mutilating a woman whose body parts washed up on a beach near Lake Michigan. Here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
33-year-old Maxwell Anderson of Milwaukee pleaded not guilty to first-degree intentional homicide, mutilating a corpse, and arson in the death of 19-year-old Sade Robinson. Anderson gave up the right to a preliminary hearing. According to local news sources, he's scheduled to return to Milwaukee County Circuit Court on May 16th. This was Anderson's first court appearance since his arrest on April 4th, 2 days after a passerby discovered what appeared to be Robinson's leg down a bluff at Warnemont Park along Lake Michigan in Cudahy, Wisconsin. The leg appeared to have been severed just below the hip. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office says what is believed to be Robinson's torso and an arm were discovered on a secluded tree-lined beach in South Milwaukee, about a quarter of a mile from an apartment building. A friend reported Robinson missing on April 2nd. The complaint reveals that an employee at the building where Robinson lived informed authorities that Robinson was looking forward to a date she had scheduled for April 1st. On that evening, surveillance footage from a restaurant showed Robinson and Anderson seated together at the bar. It was the next morning that her burned-out car was located.
Anderson is currently behind bars on a $5 million bond. A 35-year jail term has been handed down to a former Massachusetts Institute of Technology researcher for the shooting death of a Yale University graduate student who was discovered dead outside his car on a Connecticut street. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
33-year-old Kinswan Pon, who entered a guilty plea to murder in February, expressed regret during a hearing in a New Haven courthouse crowded with Kevin Zhang's relatives and friends. Police and prosecutors say that 26-year-old Zhang, a graduate student at Yale School of the Environment, was shot multiple times by Pon on the evening of February 6, 2021, as he was leaving his fiancée's apartment in New Haven. It was just days earlier that the pair had announced their engagement. In court, a number of Zhang's friends and family members spoke before the judge imposed the sentence, to which Pon consented as part of his plea agreement. There was never a fully disclosed motive for the killing. The investigation revealed that Pon and Zhang's fiance had met at MIT, from which both had graduated, and that Pon was employed there as a researcher at the time of the shooting. They also found that Pon and Zhang's fiance were connected on social media. Official records state that Zhang's fiance reported to police that she and Pon, quote, never had a romantic or sexual relationship, they were just friends, but she did get a feeling that he was interested in her during that time.
Pon escaped the scene of the shooting and evaded authorities for 3 months until being found and arrested in Alabama, where authorities claim he was found with multiple phones, a passport, and $19,000 in cash while living under a false name.
Thanks, John. Brenda Madison, a single mom, owns a successful Arlington, Texas concrete shop. Brenda's daughter gets concerned when mom doesn't answer texts or calls. Her truck's in the shop for a transmission issue, and her rental is not at her office, where she was last seen. At the cement shop, police find equipment, tools, work trucks, and hard drives stolen. At Brenda's home, her elaborate security system is destroyed. The cameras, hard drives, and backup system ripped out of the wall. Her personal belongings and a large heavy-duty safe also missing. No clues on what happened to Brenda Matteson, now missing 4 years. If you have info on Brenda Matteson, please call Arlington, Texas PD, 817-459-5316. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.